You're listening to Inside Agriculture. Good morning. I'm Mick Kerr. Monday afternoon, I had a chance to visit with Jared Goplin, University of Minnesota Extension agronomist for West Central Minnesota. That's the area where a high wind warning is promising the strongest winds, and that's where there's concern of some tip-over of tall crops.
Time will tell. Certainly there is some concern with some stock rot and different other issues with corn given the wet weather we've had, but you know, I guess there has been a few spouts of wind, you know, here not, you know, too far in the recent past that it's been able to withhold for the most part. So hopefully we can withstand one more before we can get the crop combine.
Which, how long are we going to have to wait with the latest wet weather siege here?
You know, thankfully in this area we kind of lucked out, you know, obviously further to the north with more snow and more rainfall. So, you know, in the last week or so didn't have quite the precipitation to deal with. So there had been a lot of progress made. You know, so if we can kind of keep the rainfall total to an inch or less, you know, I think then, you know, we'll be able to get back in the field not too terribly long, but certainly going to have to deal with a lot of mud as that water just doesn't seem to evaporate very fast this time of year.
Up here, guys are actually driving through water and not getting stuck, which is amazing. So I hope the same situation holds true for you there, that as soggy and muddy and wet as it is, there's still actually harvesting happening.
Yeah, definitely. The last few years have really been challenging to get crops out. I know there's been a lot of people investing in tracks for their combine, or you know, really almost getting to be professionals in dealing with these wet fall conditions. So it's definitely nothing new in this area.
For sure. So how much of what has gone through the combine there in the Morris area?
Yeah, so thankfully we had that really nice couple days of nice weather last week. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a lot of soybeans had come off. Finally, some of that moisture was dropping down, you know, around that 13% range. Still plenty of wet beans out there, but, you know, calendar set to get them off. And, you know, with some of this weather coming in, a lot of those soybeans did end up coming off. So thankfully lots of progress there. Some guys moving into corn, but, you know, definitely not a lot of acres come off so far just with, you know, that corn, a lot of that is still fairly wet. So a lot of guys hoping for it to dry down a little bit more, but I guess the number one priority was to get some of those beans off, I guess, first.
That's Jared Goplin, U of M Extension Ag Educator and Agronomist in the West Central District. The clash between the ethanol and oil industries over the renewable fuel standard is continuing. No end in sight. Scott Irwin of the Agricultural and Consumer Economics Department at the University of Illinois says there may not be a win-win deal in a debate like this.
That is an impossibility because you have on one side, what I'll call the ag side, they want the mandates and the biofuels volumes to continue growing. The refiners not only want to stop that growth, they want to kill it altogether. And so there is no middle ground between all refiners and everybody on the ag side. It's a zero-sum game. What one wins, the other loses, is the way this has developed in the political sphere.
Irwin made a proposal called Clearing the Logjam on the RFS and SREs, a simple proposal. His idea would divide the refiners into large and small operations, while the ethanol proponents are treated as one group.
My proposal, which I call a proposal to restore the integrity of the RFS, involves two steps. One is to basically backfill or make up waived volumes under the SRE program from 2016 through what I expect to happen for 2019, make all of those gallons up between 2020 and 2022, and then at the same time to start a program offering what I call a blanket waiver to all small refiners that are eligible and take that into account at the time that we make the annual rulemakings.
Irwin says by doing it that way, the EPA won't be waiving any future volumes of ethanol.
That's right. I very much acknowledge that you can't make everybody happy. And my proposal is consistent with the original congressional intent for the RFS. It is meant to force biofuels into the nation's surface transportation fuel pool. That's its purpose. You can love it or hate it, but that's the law that's on the books. And so this would be a full restoration of all those gallons under my proposal. It would, on the refining side, my proposal should be welcomed by small refiners if what they have been complaining about is their true complaint, then this takes their complaints off the books.
Irwin says his solution would satisfy two-thirds of the people and groups involved in the debate, which he thinks might be the best we can do. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back.